Roger, roll, Endeavor.
Houston's now controlling.
The program is a highly successful, very real experience for students in grades 5 through 12 to design a science experiment that may be flown to the International Space Station.
Michelle Cavanaugh serves as president of the Western New York STEM Hub. Starting this fall, students will be on teams working for 9 weeks, developing an experiment and writing a real spaceflight proposal. Right now, Western New York STEM is working to raise $23,000 by the end of this month. It will help pay for fees to bring the local student project into space.
So that we can reserve space on the shuttle for the experiment in its microgravity lab to go to the International Space Station. And that will include things like insurance coverage, because as you know, students who have participated in previous missions have actually experienced the loss of their experiments due to shuttle misfunctions.
Altitude 1 mile.
As the organization secures community support, a Buffalo Public School teacher is anxious to begin working with students on the project. Michelle Zimmerman is a science teacher at the Math Science Technology School. She just completed a summer STEM camp.
Give them an assignment and let them sort of grow and let their imaginations sort of and creativity come out. And it needs a lot of coaxing at the beginning, especially, the younger they are. You need to coax them a little bit more.
STEM has been encouraged strongly among female students.
The girls really seem to be the ones who are more ambitious and more willing to, right off the get-go, get their hands, into manipulating whatever it is. And the boys come along, but the boys I have to push and tug a little bit.
Zimmerman is among 29 teachers at 10 local schools volunteering to participate in the spaceflight project. Cavanaugh noted that there will be 647 students joining the program.
So some of the teachers, such as Michelle, have already begun to explore the wealth of resources available through the National Center of Earth and Space Science Education that they provide online. Many of the teachers have asked the students to begin to think about their research question.
Cavanaugh says many schools are only at the beginning phase of providing STEM, but she says it's the goal to have entire school systems providing STEM learning from kindergarten through 12th grade. However, there are some misconceptions about STEM and what it provides for students.
I think many people think STEM is just more science or more math. Actually, STEM is much more. It's about giving students opportunities to solve real-world problems and have real-world experiences that combine all those subjects in a very meaningful way for the students. And it's also about exposing students to role models in careers.
I was going to actually add to that with community partners and having people from the community, whether it be industry or the universities, come in and actually work with students consistently in the classrooms and the after-school programs so they can help develop those relationships. And the students, can question them, like, what's college like? What's this like? And they kind of have that conversation. It's not just your teacher standing in front of you telling you how it's going to be.
STEM students are encouraged to be inquiry-minded and think critically.
Kids love to have that control.
Once their confidence is there, they can really, the sky's the limit.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.